News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. At least 40 people across the South and Midwest died this weekend from severe storms. The deaths came as a massive storm system moving across the country unleashed winds that triggered deadly dust storms and fanned more than 100 wildfires, as CBS's Dave Malkoff reports.
Over the weekend, we did hear from the governor of Mississippi. He says that many as 12 tornadoes touched down just in this state. The three people who were missing throughout the weekend have been found alive, but they did lose six people just in Mississippi, at least 27 injured. 23 counties here are reporting damages.
President Trump told reporters tonight aboard Air Force One that he will speak to Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday. He says his administration is making good progress toward ending the war in Ukraine and says there could be an announcement of some kind on Tuesday. We're learning more about drones spotted over U.S. skies last year. The former Joint Commander of North American Aerospace Defense Command, Glenn Van Herk, tells 60 Minutes that officials in Washington have underestimated the threat posed by drones. This despite several cases of mysterious drone swarms over sensitive military sites.
NORAD's radar systems, designed during the Cold War to detect high-altitude air, space, or missile attacks, were unable to detect low-flying drones that could be seen with the naked eye.
Why don't we just shoot them down?
Well, first, you have to have the capability to detect, track, identify, make sure it's not a civilian airplane flying around. If you can do that, Bill, then it becomes a safety issue for the American public. Firing missiles in our homeland is not taken lightly.
The men's field of 68 is officially set. The men's NCAA tournament bracket has Auburn selected as the top overall seed.
Tigers head coach Bruce Pearl says his guys are exactly where they're meant to be.
I believe this team has, from start to finish, you know, done enough to be the number one overall seed in this tournament. Our resume is historically one of the strongest resumes in the history of college basketball with the number of quad one wins we've had.
The Tigers are the number one seed in the South. Duke, the number one seed in the East. Houston will head up the Midwest region, while Florida is tops in the West.
CBS's Erica Herskowitz. Still a search in the Dominican Republic for a University of Pittsburgh student who went missing on spring break. Our Manny Bohorquez is there.
A person with direct knowledge of statements made by Joshua Ribb to U.S. investigators say Ribb cannot be certain she came back out of the water after he says they went into the ocean and were overtaken by a large wave.
He is not considered a suspect. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Barbecue season is back.
Hey, it's Ellen.
And this is Sarah Beth.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that zesty barbecue sauce. I love that it was a little sweet, a little tangy, and with the mac and cheese,
I feel like I tasted the brown sugar bacon first. It was the absolute best combination. Pro tip, 3 sandwiches are always better than 1.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
I'm Sia, and I support Humane World for Animals, formerly called the Humane Society of the United States. Together, we have created a new version of Peter Gabriel's beautiful song, Salisbury Hill, to celebrate Humane World for Animals and everything they do. Enjoy the song and join us in helping Humane World for Animals end animal cruelty.
Take Artificial intelligence may be coming to a hospital near you.
Hundreds of hospitals are adding AI assistants to their rosters. They're helping with tasks such as scheduling and monitoring patients' vital signs. Hospitals say artificial intelligence programs will help with nurse burnout and staffing issues. But nursing unions are pushing back, concerned about their effect on the profession and claiming they'll negatively affect patient care. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has said AI nurses, as good as any doctor, can help provide care in rural areas. More than 100,000 nurses left the industry during the pandemic. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
UCLA is a top overall seed in the women's NCAA tourney. The Bruins were joined by South Carolina, Southern California, and Texas as number one seeds that the NCAA revealed. It's the first time in school history that the Bruins are the top team in the tournament. Matt Piper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 28. Sunny, breezy, and 50 for Monday. Monday night, mostly clear, lows around 40. Into the mid-50s on your Tuesday. Some rain likely on Wednesday, maybe a rumble of thunder. It'll be breezy and 56. It's 30 at our studios.
See the light. to yourself. Look to yourself. Open your mind. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down on every green field, ooh, in every town, all of his children, every nation.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Open up your eyes, then you realize here I stand with my elbow. Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. And feelings that we've come to know.
Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other. island was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
For 98 years, your home for local news, and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night. Touch the sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. The sound of silence. Fools
things that I do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. Silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls. The sounds of silence.
WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Lovin' Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Silver leaves as we walked by, soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away.
just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. My window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. You know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I kissed you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too, by the look in your eyes, sweeter than a wine,
sweeter than wine,
softer than a song.
just like I need you.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till
She's broke my heart. News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Forecasters are warning of dangerous winds from Florida all the way north to New Jersey, while heavy rain is likely across New York and New England. A tornado watch has been in effect for a large swath of North Carolina and Virginia. It all comes after a deadly storm system this weekend in which at least 40 people were killed. Jared Henry is with CBS TV affiliate KOLR in Bakersfield, Missouri.
I've got a little bit of damage. My car got damaged. My truck got damaged. Stuff that can be fixed, you know. I'm lucky to be alive.
Dozens coming and going today from the FEMA shelter at Bakersfield High School, where food, water, and clean clothes are being offered.
It's a sad day for Bakersfield.
On the evening of March 14th, a tornado ripped through Bakersfield, creating widespread damage and killing three people.
A federal judge in Massachusetts is calling for the federal government to attend a hearing after Customs and Border Protection deported a Lebanese doctor with a specialty occupation visa. That happens later Monday, as CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum tells us.
The judge is going to have two questions for the government to answer. Why did you send her back? She came here with a proper visa. And secondly, why did you send her back? Because I told you to wait 48 hours for me to evaluate the circumstances that you're presenting for why she's being deported.
Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels are claiming responsibility for a second attack on an American aircraft.